Okay, I'm going to interject here and put a different opinion on this whole scheme. So basically, the supposed race condition that Peter is mentioning is never going to happen normally, because the window manager doesn't actually delete windows. It just sends a request to XEmax to delete the window, and XEmax will then delete the window synchronously. So it should never happen between the two X calls. What this means is that a bad window error like this should simply not be happening. And if it is happening, it means that there's actually a bug in Xlib, or in the particular implementation of Xlib that's being used here. And in what basically it's not synchronizing correctly like it should. And so the Xsync solution is exactly correct, because it's doing what Xlib ought to be doing but isn't doing. Simply checking with a isValid window is not going to return correct results, because it's possible that you may delete a window, but underneath that is another window, which is the actual place that the pointer is in. And if you simply use isValid window, you may end up just returning nil, like as in the pointer is nowhere, where in fact it is over a window. Now, one thing you should try, and this would really be the correct solution if it worked, is to put the call to Xsync at the end of the delete frame handler as opposed to here. And that way you'll catch any sorts of problems with similar functions that might occur.